The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, before I was Eric's announcer, I was a professional magician. Toto the Magnificent. And I could read minds. Let me demonstrate. Think of a number between 1 and 10. Concentrate, concentrate. The number someone is thinking of is 8. Ta-da! And now, before I vanish into thin air, presto chango, here's Eric.
I have to say, I have no idea how he does that. That's extraordinary. Listen, folks, this is Milo Yiannopoulos week on the Eric Metaxas Show. What could be better than that? I will tell you, having Peter Hitchens on for not one, but part of 2 hours. Peter Hitchens, we were just having a wonderful conversation. It doesn't have to end just yet. Welcome back.
I'm very pleased still to be with you.
Thank you for
lost most of the annoying echo, which had made our conversation so difficult earlier on.
Oh, good. Let's talk. We were just talking about U.S. foreign policy with regard to Saudi Arabia. If you don't mind, tell us what you think U.S. foreign policy towards Saudi Arabia ought to be. And keep in mind, I'm inclined already to agree, having a sense of what you might say. But please talk about that, if you would.
Well, I think that it ought to be less slavish. Obviously, Saudi Arabia is an important country in the region, and I don't think that it would be either wise or intelligent of us to go around trying to imagine that we could overthrow the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia with any assurance that we'd replace it with anything better. That's not our business, in my view. I don't believe in interfering in other countries' internal affairs, but we really shouldn't let them direct our policy, and I particularly think we shouldn't let them direct our policy towards Iran, a country with which I think our relations could be extremely good if only we would get over the, what you might call the post-1979 trauma of the overthrow of the Shah and the initial era of the Ayatollah. There's huge support and sympathy for what you might loosely call the West in Iran.
Okay, now hang on. You've said a big thing here.
I have to make this point because it's very important. It's the hostility of Western governments towards the regime in Tehran, which has many, many bad characteristics, is one of the things which helps keep that regime in office.
So you're saying you're kind of making a shocking point. I don't disagree with it, but I can hear heads exploding across the world as they hear you say this. You're quite right that we have treated Iran as an enemy, Tehran and the leaders there, the mullahs. Do you think that Obama was therefore correct in making the deal that he made with them 3 years ago?
Completely.
You think he was correct?
I think he was correct, and I think it was probably not welcomed by quite a lot of the more hardline members of what you might call the deep state in Tehran when it happened. I think they were quite glad when Donald Trump started to undermine it, because an opening, a general opening to the United States and to the outside world is the last thing these Hezbollah people need.
But what gives you the idea that they would be anything but cynical and simply take what we can give them and do nothing in return?
Well, a lot of things. One of them, a very interesting visit, which I made to Iran a few years ago, in the company of the superb Jason Rezaian, who has recently published a very interesting and extremely important book about his experiences as a prisoner in solitary confinement in Evin prison in Tehran. That confinement and the ridiculous accusations of espionage made against him resulted from Jason's attempt to use his position as a journalist to improve relations between Iran and the West. They really didn't like it, and they threw him in jail in a disgusting way as a result. He was my guide during my visit to Iran, during which I met in their homes in private many, many Iranians and completely revised my opinion of that country as a result. We mustn't mistake the regime for the people.
But listen, this is the point. No. I don't have any idea that we ought. I don't think most people who despise the mullahs there have any notion of mistaking the people for the evil leaders. In fact,
well,
it seems
do they
to
think
me
is affected by these sanctions.
Hang on.
Do they think
it,
the evil leaders are affected by the sanctions?
Okay, that's like we should be pals with Fidel Castro.
The people.
Hold on a second. I know what you're saying, but the question becomes, there was a moment, I think, when the Iranian people were rising up and Obama did nothing. That would have been the moment to help the people rise against their wicked leaders, and the Obama administration did nothing. What did I miss?
Well, I think that would have been extraordinarily unwise, given the history of the relations between the United States and Britain, come to that, and Iran, and particularly the 1953 putsch, which we jointly arranged against Mohammad Mossadegh, the legitimate leader of Iran, which is still seared on the memory of every Iranian as a disgraceful intervention and an end of hope in many ways. So the idea of a direct Western intervention in the politics of Tehran seems to me to be completely impossible. We can't do that again. And any regime which resulted from such an intervention would be despised because it would be seen as having arisen on their back.
You
we
think,
have to let the Iranians do it themselves.
You think that Obama and the French and the Germans and others who had a much friendlier view toward the Iranian government were right, and that Trump is now wrong. I just want to be clear.
Yes, I do think that. I think that the whole business of Trump pulling out of the deal and trying to destroy it is a major mistake, because I think the opening would eventually have created the conditions under which the existing regime, which is, I think, coming to an end anyway, simply because of the age of its leaders
Do you think it was wrong that Reagan called?
No, I think it would have.
Do you think it was wrong that Reagan called the Soviet Union an evil empire? Do you think that was wrong?
Sorry, could you say that again?
Do you think it was wrong that Reagan called the Soviet Union an evil empire?
No, I think he was correct in his description. It was an evil empire.
But no, not just the description, but the sword rattling that was behind that description. Do you think that was wrong? Strength?
I think, no, it's a wholly different thing. The Soviet Union and its alliance, the Warsaw Pact, and the gigantic three-shock army which sat in East Germany until 1989 were a genuine and enormous conventional threat to the independence and freedom of Western Europe. There is no such threat posed by Iran to its neighbors. It simply isn't comparable to the Soviet Union.
All right, then. I'm fascinated, and I'm happy to admit my ignorance on the subject such that I'm unable to debate you properly.
It is a wonderful thing to find out more about Iran. I know it's difficult for Americans to go there, but I can promise you that this visit which I undertook helps, as I say, by someone who has the most absolute credentials of not being a friend of the regime because they've subsequently threw him in prison.
Yeah, right.
It was a huge eye-opener for me about the nature and possibilities of that beautiful, fascinating country. Completely unlike any other Middle Eastern country.
But look, it has nothing to do with the country and the people. We can love the country and the people and have the position we do because we think they're being oppressed by their leadership. So that's never a question. Look, that's like saying, why have sanctions against Cuba? Why have sanctions against North Korea?
They're also foolish actions.
Okay.
Sanctions invariably punish the people. Elites are always immune from sanctions. It is the most amazingly stupid tool of diplomacy. It also helped to destroy the middle class in Iraq when we ran sanctions against them. The people who were the most pro-Western Iraq were the ones who we forced from their jobs, destroyed their livelihoods, made them homeless. It's idiotic. Sanctions are an incredibly clumsy way of dealing with any country, and they never, ever, ever have any impact on the people they're supposedly aimed at. I'm amazed that people still resort.
It seems to me, Peter Hitchens, that your great learning has made you mad. I'm sorry we're out of time.
You can think that if you like, but one day the United States will be subject to Chinese sanctions.
I hope we can have you on next week to continue this conversation. We have to say goodbye.
If the sanctions permit it.
Milo Yiannopoulos will be with us in just a moment because it's Milo week on the Eric Metaxas program. Tough luck if you don't like it.
Everyone's talking about Better Together, the exciting new talk show by women and for women airing daily on TBN Television Network. Join host Lori Crouch and some awesome women of faith in action. Better Together is a fast-moving 30 minutes of honest, engaging conversation about all sorts of issues. Each day, Lori welcomes popular women in ministry, music, entertainment, and more. It's good friends like Christine Kane, Victoria Osteen, Mandisa, Lisa Harper, Cece Winans, Holly Wagner, and many more. Let's face it, life comes at us at a fast and furious pace, and we're not meant to go it alone. We all see our world a little more clearly when we experience it with those of like mind and spirit. That's what Better Together is all about. Living, loving, and growing in God's grace together as friends and family. Join Lori and friends weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Pacific for Better Together, exclusively on TBN. And follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Better Together TV.
Have you ever seen a pest controller spraying chemicals in your home? It makes you wonder, if their chemicals are safe, then why do they suit up and wear respirators only to leave you to walk back in unprotected? G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free, and I'm here to tell you there's a better way. In an age where we now have the choice to drive electric cars, you too can electronically rid your home or business of unwanted rodents and pests. The answer is Plug-In Pest Free. 100% chemical-free, Plug-In Pest Free is your safest bet for your family and pets. Our bestseller, the Plug-In Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code RADIO20 for 20% off plus free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's gopestfree.com, promo code RADIO20. Don't spray and regret, Plug-In and forget. GoPestFree.com today.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score. So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free, no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. How much does it cost?
Oh, Home Advisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app. Home Advisor.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring.
No penicillin jokes, Milo. I know how you think. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. Did you know that that was Johnny Cash?
I actually did know
you
that.
You did?
But you know how I found out
I was
about Johnny
say,
Cash?
What are you, gay?
No. Now I found out about Johnny Cash because he covered a Nine Inch Nails song. And I happen to like, it's an industrial metal group that kind of came up around the same time as Marilyn Manson. And then I found out who Johnny Cash was.
I've
and
heard,
then I,
even though I'm not interested in them, I've heard of Nine Inch Nails.
Well, because Hurt, which is a big hit for him, it was a Nine Inch Nails song. And then I actually did discover a bit about him.
Anyway, that was Johnny Cash. Okay, look, we're talking about so many things.
Interesting that country is the only genre of music that does not cross national borders. It has never, it does not leave the States. Nobody outside of America can stand it.
Explain Keith Urban.
Please, someone. no, I'm. There
is that his name? Am I missing it?
There are crossover pop people like Shania Twain, but yeah. Real country music does yeah. not travel outside the United States.
Yeah. Well,
isn't
listen.
Interesting?
This is the beginning of a show with you, even though it's the continuation of a longer conversation. So I want to say to my audience, we're sitting here with Milo Yiannopoulos. His new book is called Milo: How to Be Poor.
It's actually just called How to Be Poor. The How cover says poor. Milo, How to Be Poor.
But there's a colon, and in the English language, the colon...
Indicating that that is the author of the book who is presenting to you, further indicated, by the way, for those who may not be clued in by the punctuation, by a change of color, that How to Be Poor is the title.
How to Be Poor. I want to say that the way Rula Lenska might have pronounced it, or George Sanders... How to Be Poor.
Is that Colonel Sanders?
You don't know who George Sanders is? Seriously?
I'm joking.
All right, Milo, with you, it's always so much fun. We can talk about anything. Let's, if you don't mind, talk a little bit about Donald Trump, because you famously at least came to my attention when you did your the tour. What was it called? The Daddy? The
Dangerous Something Tour that I don't know if I can say on air.
You can't. But what was the daddy part of it?
Among Trump's younger voters, he's known as Daddy, or at least was during the last election. I made up that nickname because I saw in him, although of course he was not perfect, and whose dads are, he had some heroic manly virtues that we'd been missing in politicians up until now. He had strength, he had courage, he had this sort of fearlessness about him. He had all the stuff that you felt like you did before your dad disappointed you, you know? When you idolize your father as a young boy, it's those same virtues that Trump had that enabled him to beat everybody else. And so I gave him this nickname, Daddy, and it stuck. So I'm afraid I'm responsible for that, if you've heard that.
Congratulations. Well, I've only heard it from you, but I do have to say that it immediately struck me as one of the funniest, most apt things I'd ever heard, probably brilliantly funny because it's apt. But what you just said is something that I take very, very seriously, this idea of the manly virtues and what it is to be a man. Clearly, we're living in a culture where that whole idea has been thrown under the bus, and it's even offensive in some absurd circles to discuss it.
With disastrous consequences. The Catholic Church is in a horrific state, the church hierarchy. The administration, the
and
people
not,
who make it
and
up.
Not just because the Pope is a mainline Protestant.
It's in a state because, fundamentally, because it's too gay. And the people running the Catholic Church are, it's a cabal of left-wing gay bishops who are all aging 60s trendies. They're all, you know, flower children, and they're all socialists. They all cozy up to communist regimes.
One hears they're over all, and over of the so-called Lavender Mafia.
That's exactly what they're called. They're called the Lavender Mafia. And this came about, the space was made for these miscreants. And by the way, all the same people who are covering up wrongdoing from abusive priests, they're the exact same people who are trying to dilute the liturgy, trying to overturn centuries of Catholic teaching. Not an accident, not a coincidence.
Did you find it correct when Pope Benedict, the Pope Emeritus, so to speak, blamed the 60s? I tended strongly to agree with his assessment.
Yeah, the 60s is when America went wrong. It's when a lot of things took a downturn. But it's you know, the 60s is sort of most iconically when America started to destroy itself. But yes, Vatican II, which of course happened around that time, it's the 70s, you know, post-60s sexual revolution, that's when Vatican II happened, which was, of course, a massive mistake. The fundamental problem with the Catholic Church, which is the same problem as almost all other Christian churches too, is that it has entirely lost touch with manliness, with masculinity. You go to a Methodist church, it's like a bridge club these days. It's just a bunch of women and a gay vicar, or a bunch of women and a female vicar, even worse. You know, and lots of Protestant churches are going that way. The only churches that seem to me to still have the sort of medieval joy vibrant, healthy-looking congregations of the black churches. I don't think almost any other kind of Christianity is in very good health in this country.
I have to say, not only is that true by my lights, but no less than Dietrich Bonhoeffer made this observation in 1930 when he came to America for the first time. He visited a number of these mainline Protestant churches, which were already theologically dying or dead. And it was in the, as he called them, the Negro churches in Harlem that he saw the life and the power.
The essence of Christianity, that great, you know, it's great contribution to world culture, which is joy. You know, it isn't here anymore. It's long since gone from the Catholic Church in most places. And Christianity in this country is very joyless and politicized and anodyne and dull. Dull. It's a wonder to me that anyone goes to church at all, except the black churches. But the point I was making is that the Catholic Church has suffered because it is the institution that first bought into this concept of toxic masculinity, although it wasn't called that at the time.
And when, I mean, we already have, we mentioned him in an earlier show, we already have the great Gilbert Keith Chesterton fighting this battle 100 years ago.
Well, he was a prophet, you know.
Yeah.
Because he foresaw that the healthy, I call them the heroic manly virtues, things without which men are not men, and without which civilization cannot survive or flourish. You know, strength, courage, fearlessness, you know, integrity, honesty, whatever. They're different to womanly virtues. There's some overlap, but they're different. And the churches seem to be quite good at telling women what they want to hear. But I can't imagine where I would send an athlete. Let's say you've got a son who's a 16-year-old athlete thinking about going to college, is just sort of interested in faith. What church would you send it to?
Actually, Milo, it's only because you're not in touch with it. There are bastions of extremely healthy evangelicalism around America where they are fantastic at this.
Okay,
but you won't find them really in New York. You certainly won't find them in the mainline Protestant. I'm not up on my heresy, so I don't know all the four corners of...
You can
say what you like, but I'm telling you that that's precisely where I would send my son.
That's wonderful to hear, yeah. And I'm glad that exists in those small pockets.
Yeah.
But that's supposed to be what faith is about, you know?
Well, of course.
Look, the reason the Catholic Church is in the state it's in is that the priesthood, which was supposed to be a calling that required you to give up something extraordinary, to say, I won't be a father in exchange for this vocation where you've got to be a shepherd, to be a father, to the faithful. It somehow became, rather than this sort of terrifying commitment and vocation, it became a bauble, something to be won, which is why leftists want female priests, because it's this cushy thing, so women want it too. It's not supposed to be a cushy thing. It's supposed to be terrifying and bleak and monstrous, and you get through it
and heroic,
exactly. And because the church is so gay, it doesn't have enough heterosexual men in it. It doesn't have enough men who understand what it is to be a father or what it is to be a man. And that's why it permits the abuse of children, because no father, spiritual or otherwise, would see that happening and not react angrily, not want to break someone's face, you know. But these left wing gays are able to turn the other way. They are able to look the other way, and it is a fundamental problem that all Christian churches seem to be turning away from any understanding of what it means to healthily embrace and explore and enjoy your manliness, your masculinity, your manhood. They all seem to think it's something terrifying, something that it's like what's happening in schools, all these boys being thrown on Adderall because they're almost treated like they're defective girls.
Well, that's
as though girls are the gold standard of, you know, for behavior. And if you don't match that, we either need to drug you or who knows.
Pinch off this line of thinking for just a moment, because we'll be right back. It's Milo Yiannopoulos Week on the Eric Metaxas Show.
The only thing that's real, the needle tears the hole. The old familiar.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. As expected, former Vice President Joe Biden has joined the race for the White House, expanding the Democrat field to 21. He enters as one of the frontrunners. Russian President Vladimir Putin says North Korean leader Kim Jong-un confirmed during their first summit that Kim is willing to give up his nuclear weapons, but only if he gets an ironclad security guarantee first. Sri Lankan authorities have revised the death toll from the Easter Sunday suicide attacks and now say that it stands at approximately 253 people. 37 people have been hospitalized due to a pneumonia leak in a Chicago suburb. Some are in serious but stable condition in Beach Park. Most of those hurt are suffering breathing problems. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the gas can be fatal in high concentrations. This is SRN News.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Thank you.
show. Don't go away. That was Neil Sedaka, who seems gay, but he's not. But you don't like Neil Sedaka. You don't even know who he is. Don't even care.
No, I don't.
Okay, Milo, we're talking about the virtues of manliness, and it struck me as... Now, this would be a good place for a cheap joke. I'm not taking a cheap joke because
no, make
the two of us...
Please.
No, because it's so
let
cheap.
Let me give you a pass.
Cheap jokes?
Make
no,
but, the cheap joke.
No, I don't need a pass because I won't give... No, I don't.
You want to.
You're wrong.
You're craving.
No, I'm so smart and have such high standards of humor that I would never make a cheap joke
Fine.
Like that.
We're going to make some kind of... remark that it was amusing or ironic to hear...
I wasn't meaning to play it for a laugh.
No, but I'm going to take it somewhere serious for
the
you.
The idea that a poofta such as you, I can't even be serious for a moment.
Hate speech.
No, but I'm trying to be serious because
no, listen.
When you talk about these things, I'm very moved because you're speaking about things that I consider extremely important. But I know that people listening.
Why would somebody? Okay, so let me ask you. I'm gonna answer this in a flippant way, and then I'm gonna answer it seriously. And the flippant way is. Why wouldn't someone attracted to men have a high degree of appreciation for manliness?
You know something? You're precisely correct.
And yet they don't. That's wrong. That was rhetorical.
But you will remember that Plato in the famous symposium where he writes about the two you know about this? The half-men? And that we don't need to go into that. But the point is that you've made a very valid philosophical point, and I want to unpack that because it's very important.
On the face of it, there's nothing surprising that somebody who's attracted to men would appreciate manly virtues. Indeed, gay culture is full of the hypermasculine, whether it's muscles or whatever else. And yet, something has happened within institutions like the Catholic Church where they do seem to have lost sight of it. I think it's the same thing that happens to women when there are no men around. I think it's that you can sort of objectify and enjoy it from a distance aesthetically, but not living with it and around it, you forget what it's actually there for. And... I think that what's happened with, you know... I don't want to be too explicit to your listeners. I don't want to upset them. But if you imagine there's a husband and a wife in a gay, in homosexual congress, well, I think most priests would be the wife.
We can say the word catamite on the air. The issue.
No, I'm just trying. I'm trying to avoid too much about the mechanics.
Well, you can talk about pitchers and catchers and things, and it doesn't make any difference. But here's my point. Here's my point is that what you are saying.
I'm going somewhere with this.
No, I know, but I want everyone to be tracking with this. You're making a very interesting point, and as you're making it, I'm going to at the end of it ask you why do you think this has happened? Go ahead. Yeah.
I think that of the huge legions of homosexuals in the Catholic priesthood, they're pretty much all, in my experience, catchers. And same thing happens with them as happens to women when there are no men around, which is that they forget why they need men in the first place and they start to go a little crazy.
But isn't that part of God's design that we do need each other, that we're made complementarily by a God?
There's a reason that there's a reason that you're not supposed to have gay people in the priesthood, because you're not supposed to have, you know, people having sex of any kind in the priesthood, because you're supposed to be taking yourself out of earthly relations of that kind in order to fulfill a higher purpose. But when you have people who are fulfilling their urges and treat it as a profession rather than a vocation, and treat choir practice as, you know, a buffet rather than part of their job description, then you are, as you say, as you open the door for one sin and others come in. If you make a kind of environment, if you make a place where people turn a blind eye to sexual behavior that everybody knows shouldn't be happening, other people who have other kinds of deviant sexual behavior will be drawn to that place because they know they can operate undercover, like pedophiles. And that's why they're attracted to the Catholic Church, and it's why they join the priesthood. Anyway, we're wandering off the point slightly, but the reason the Catholic Church has a problem is a crisis of masculinity, and the same with all other Christian churches, is that, Actually, it's different. I think for Catholics, I think that nobody teaches about Mary anymore. Because of course, they don't talk to you about it either. If you're listening to lectures about climate change and diversity from your priest instead of God and the Bible and the heroic deeds of great men, easy to forget what men are for. But there's something about the mother, there's something about Mary that I think reminds both men and women of their proper place in the order of things.
That's right.
And Protestants not having it at all, and Catholics not being taught about that for a very long time by the people who should be.
No.
I wonder if it's that. Okay, as Mary sort of slipped out of fashion, even in Catholicism, maybe it's no surprise that the church-going Catholics are starting to forget what they're for and what it's all about.
That's a wonderful place to pause. It's the Milo Yiannopoulos Week on the Erickman Taxes Show. Don't go away.
Take a man and say I do now. Make sure he's in love with you now. My mama told me you better shop around. You better shop around.
Hey, Albin.
Hey, yeah.
Can I tell you about Relief Factor?
Oh, please do. Please.
No, I'm asking you, can I?
Oh, yeah, you may.
You mean I may?
You have permission.
But I tell you what.
What?
We've got somebody else who's going to talk about Relief Factor. Let's hear from her first. Her name is Sue. Here it is.
I have suffered with pain up and down my leg for 30 years, and it comes from working out. I was desperate, and I needed to find something that would help that pain. When I heard about the Quick Start program, I ordered it, and amazingly, it helped. I was pain-free.
Okay. Yeah. That's Sue, right?
Yeah.
Now, I was just with my relatives down in Atlanta for a wedding, and I was basically saying the same thing to them.
Wow.
I said, look, I advertise this thing on my program. It's called Relief Factor, okay? And some of them, they've got aches and pains. I said, trust me, the Quick Start Pack, $19.95, you get more than 3 weeks' worth. If you do it, you'll know in 3 weeks. Do it, please. I'm begging you. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
There's simply no explanation. Your son's a miracle.
Breakthrough is the feel-good, inspirational movie event audiences around the country are raving about.
He just came back to life.
Critics are calling it remarkable. A heartwarming story of faith, love, and community.
You're the fiercest mama bear that I've ever known.
From the producers of Miracles from Heaven.
The power of God's love makes all things possible.
Breakthrough. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Not play. Only in theaters.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling.
Call 1-800-203-0439. P3 Advanced has clinically tested non-prescription ingredients to support your prostate.
Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free.
Call 1-800-203-0439. 1-800-203-0439. 1-800-203-0439.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-in Pest Free. I want to personally thank all my Plug-in Pest Free customers who've taken the time out to call, write, and who have left messages to thank me for ridding their homes and businesses of unwanted rodent and pest problems. So from me to you, I thank you. Plug-in Pest Free is the only scientifically tested and, more importantly, consumer-proven electromagnetic pest management system since 1995. Why put up with those annoying rodents and pests any longer? Plug-in Pest Free is 100% chemical-free, making it your safest bet to manage your rodent and pest problems around your family and pets. With a 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code RADIO20 for 20% off and free shipping. That's gopestfree.com, promo code RADIO20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com today.
Aficionados recognize that as the part, something from the second half of Tannhäuser.
We're sitting here. I thought it was Elevator Music CD 2.
No, it wasn't Milo, author of How to Be Poor. Milo, author of How to Be Poor. We're talking about some very important things. We're talking about sexuality and how the church has been feminized. And when we say the church, you mean mainly, of course, the Catholic Church. I mean the church at large, because I don't...
I mean, you guys are a lost cause.
No, you're quite wrong.
Men do not...
If anybody...
Men do not go to Protestant churches...
Hang on.
Anywhere,
hang
except
on.
In these,
when you
these
say,
tiny pockets that you've
when you
invented
say,
in this conversation.
No. Look,
I've
look.
Never heard of,
be aware of your ignorance. When we're talking about evangelicalism... In America,
you know, I might just be teasing you a little bit.
You have to
I might
admit.
Just be teasing
well, you might, because I would
no,
like
I'm
to
very
say.
I'm happy to hear you tell me that there are some vibrant.
And when I say vibrant, I mean I travel the country speaking to groups like this. They are legion. They are magnificent. They give me hope for the future.
I might have been teasing you.
Yeah.
Something.
All right.
So I was thinking aloud before the break and thinking perhaps it's got something to do with Mary.
Yes.
And I think it probably does.
Yes.
But I don't think it's entirely theological. It's also, isn't it, that these institutions have always been left-wing and have been lurching to the left.
Which institutions?
The churches have been lurching to the left for decades.
Hang on.
And with that comes a certain set of social attitudes
that
may also contribute to this.
But Milo, at what point, I mean, if you look at the church in 1850, surely that's not the case. Something happened somewhere along the line. Now, Peter Hitchens, whom I've had on the show a number of times, he says, and I think very rightly, that this happened in Europe and in England following the First War. We did not have right. that kind of a crisis of authority in yeah. America yeah. until the 60s and 70s with Vietnam and Watergate.
That sounds right to me.
And I think yeah. that's when it all went south.
He might be right about that. And of
I'm
course,
sure.
countries that have not had that and places in which they have not had that, the church remains doctrinally strong, has integrity. I mean, you know, in Africa, the Catholic Church is still Catholic.
Yeah.
This is why I'm desperately hoping for a black pope.
The Anglican Church in Africa is still Christian.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, even more poignant and sadly true.
But that's quite right.
Yeah, yeah, no, but this is why I want a black pope, because it'll make it really difficult for left-wingers to call him names.
Well, if he's the right kind of
pope. But he'll be a real... Well, I mean, I don't know many left-wing African bishops. There are...
Oh.
I mean, there are left-wing black Anglican bishops from, you know,
but
England.
Bergoglio is not exactly in his dotage or senescence. And what
sadly
a pity
not.
That Benedict opted out. We can talk I just want to ask you about that. As a non-Catholic, I always ask my Catholic friends, how in the world is it possible that a truly great man, Benedict the 16th, would have stepped aside?
Because he might be a truly great theologian, but he wasn't a great leader. And to be pope, you sort of have to be a head of state in more practical terms than people sometimes realize. You have a large apparatus to oversee, and that the Curia and the Vatican is monumentally corrupt, complex, ancient, wealthy,
devious, satanically infested.
It is, you know, the sort of calfskin lined briefcases full of secret papers. You know, I mean, there's a reason that the Da Vinci Code caught people's imaginations. You know, I mean, the book is ridiculous, but there's a feeling of that about the Vatican, not for nothing. I mean, think about how Italy is anyway, you know, in the sort of like, oh, just say it, don't put it on paper. You know, the corruption, the incompetence, the backstabbing. Well, the Vatican is that writ large. I mean, the Vatican is like Italy distilled. It is all of that and nothing else.
Wow.
And Benedict just could not handle it. Couldn't. He knew he wasn't the right person to lead it.
But in the history of the church, which is a rather long history, it is absolutely unprecedented that any pope, however ill-suited to the job, would voluntarily step aside.
I don't think it's absolutely unprecedented. I think it happened about 400 or 500 years ago. But I do. It certainly is. Extremely uncommon.
It's as close to unprecedented
as... Has not happened for... I just like knowing the occasional thing, because my chronology, as you have learned in these discussions with me, is all over the place.
Yeah.
You having sold millions of books on history, I feel relatively relaxed about being embarrassed by you now and again. So
okay.
If I can get something in, I will.
Tremendous.
I know it hasn't been for about 400 years. So may as well be.
It simply isn't done.
No, it isn't. And many people wish that he hadn't. But I think as best we can tell, he began to go to start trying to reform these institutions and was met with the full... If you think about how powerful Hollywood is, how powerful the media is, these entrenched, highly internally networked centers of progressive power.
Yeah.
Well, the Vatican's like that. And it's like one dude saying, okay, let's reform the bank. And the whole, all the doors go... I think he was stunned by the scale of it.
Yeah.
Probably shocked and dismayed by the state of it. And realized that this was not the way that he could contribute best to the church.
But couldn't his best contribution have been simply keeping Bergoglio out of the red shoes?
Well, he, of course, doesn't wear them.
Them metaphorically.
He's cast off all of the fabulous things that Benedict brought back a lot of lovely things that popes hadn't worn for a while.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
The current pope has cast off all the trappings, including what we like to call the magisterium and Catholic theology.
Yeah.
Isn't that charming?
The liturgy.
It's so egalitarian of him to kick it all to the curb.
Yeah, it's great. Just so that a journalist in New York will write something nice about him.
Yeah,
because what difference does it make to him otherwise? I can't tell you, and nobody can really say, but the man himself. But everybody who is familiar with this, who has spoken to authors about it, as best we can tell, he was so personally overwhelmed by the extraordinary depth of corruption and sin in the church, both with the child abuse scandal, the problems with the bank, top to bottom. He just couldn't handle it. You got to remember that not everybody is made for leadership.
Yeah.
Not everybody is
rarely elected pope, which is the problem. Hang on, since it's...
true.
Since
it's all perfectly true.
We have another segment in this hour, folks, with Milo. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Stick around.
I told him I'm in no hurry, but if I broke her heart, then won't you tell her I'm sorry? And for once in my life...
Are you overwhelmed, unable to think clearly or sleep well at night? Or just trudging through each day, but not really enjoying your life? I'm a counselor with Faithful Counseling. And that feeling of distress can sometimes be because you're wrestling with a problem that seems too big or too impossible to overcome. Other times, people are consumed by a past hurt. I'm part of a network of Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who share your faith. We want to give you a free week so you can try us out. You can begin a conversation with one of us by text or phone, even video conferencing today. Are you ready to shake this off and begin enjoying your life? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you'll not pay a dime. Go to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's so easy to get started and your first week is free. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump has acknowledged Joe Biden's entry into the 2020 presidential race. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
After Biden officially launched his campaign with a video announcement, the president tweeted, "Welcome to the race, Sleepy Joe." Mr. Trump said he hopes Biden's questionable intelligence will help him wage a successful primary campaign. The president warned the former VP that he'll be dealing with people who truly have some very sick and demented ideas. But he said, if Biden can win the primary, I will see you at the starting gate. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Sri Lankan authorities have revised the death toll from the Easter Sunday suicide attacks and now say it stands at approximately 253 people. At least 58 people have been arrested in a connection with those bombings. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 100 points, the Nasdaq up 26. This is SRN News.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and weak, thin grass. But Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Triple Action today.
I'll say goodbye to all my sorrow, and by tomorrow I'll be on my way. I guess the Lord must be in New York City.
Yeah, he is, because I brought him with me. He lives inside me. Hallelujah. I'm sitting here with Milo, the author of a new book, which I cannot recommend, How to Be Poor. And Milo, we were talking about so many things. It's always difficult with
this
you.
This reminds me, I did a podcast once upon a time, and I wanted to do kind of like offensive adverts for the sponsors. You know, like you would pay to have me diss your product, like laugh at you or whatever. And we never quite got it off the ground. I was going to call them sadvertorials. But under no circumstances must you even consider buying this solar-powered cagoule, because you will look like a moron. You know, but,
solar-powered cagoule.
Well, it was
C-A-G-O-U-L-E. No one has pronounced that word on this program. And I want to say, if we had a budget, you'd get $50 right now.
Well, thank you. The product I was thinking of was this rain jacket that
cagoule
had
solar-powered.
Solar panels on it so that you could charge your mobile phone.
Yeah.
Except it only ever got, you know, like 2 minutes worth of charge after 3 days in the sun or whatever.
Especially in a place like England, you'd be in big trouble.
Right. But it just reminded me of it. Do not buy this book. It could be the best advertising it ever gets.
Yeah. Well, Milo, the book How to Be Poor, it would be nice for us to at least briefly touch on the contents of the book. We can do that in our next show. But just as an aperitif, on the way to the meal itself, maybe or appetizer. You can have an aperitif and an appetizer.
I prefer an amuse-bouche.
An amuse-bouche. That's a very expensive restaurant. You have to go to a very expensive restaurant where they give you a free, and they let you know it's on the house.
You don't even order it. And they do,
and they
just in case you're not used to dining places like
this,
gently let you know that it's the compliments of the chef.
And then it's always a thimble, and you say, what is this? And they say, butternut squash soup. And then you drink it down.
It's a pea foam.
Pea foam is now a cliche in the amuse-bouche department. Mm-hmm. So tell my audience, so they'll tune in for our next show, roughly what you mean to accomplish in this book, How to Be Poor.
Oh, well, so the premise, the conceit is things I have discovered and tips for other people who are similarly, as I was, abruptly impoverished. But the book then becomes more of a discussion about what impoverishment really is, which has nothing to do with money.
We have about 60 seconds. How is it that you came to be abruptly impoverished?
Just massive overexpenditure on Louis Vuitton and a very bad manager. Oh, and lots of sabotage from the left and, you know, establishment Republicans and whatever.
But establishment Republicans.
I would have been fine if any one of those things hadn't happened, but they all did.
They all did. Do you see the possibility of God's hand in this mess?
Yes, of course. And I have been through precisely the thing that everybody always describes themselves going through, you know, darkest hour kind of thing. It's I have had a year and a half to sharpen my claws, to build my toolkit, to practice, and to decide what I want to do next. And it has been the best time I have ever spent in my life.
That's a pretty big statement.
True story.
That's wonderful. Well, lucky for you, we're out of time. So anybody who wants to hear more of this will have to tune in tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel. Thank you. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.